listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference, right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Okay, pila pila nane me, you guys, like, hey, I don't understand why people do the things they do, Kesana. Including myself, I also don't understand why I do the things that I do. You know, sometimes I wonder. Hubaning and like, you know, if you've ever tried, for example, eating with chopsticks. Raise your hand. You tried it before. Ah, okay. You see, my point exactly. Okay, so why did you do it? Is it about the experience? I think for me, I would say the experience. I wouldn't say wanting to fit in, I'm not going to suffer all my life, but just wanting to try it out. Okay, I did try it out. And then someone might say, and then what? And then what? I don't have an answer for that. But the chopsticks life, for someone who is not used to chopsticks, I was like, what's wrong with using a fork? Like, literally, what's wrong, Jay, with a fork? I tried it, failed it absolutely dismally. It was torturous, okay? And maybe if I was from that particular culture that uses chopsticks and stuff, that would be okay. I wouldn't complain so much. It would be normal to me. But now it isn't normal to me, you know? So why suffer? Why suffer? It's not just chopsticks. Okay, there we go. I'm building something, Mamela. It's not just chopsticks. You know the fork and knife situation? Yeah. I don't know about you. Maybe you are an expert. And for you to get an expert, I don't know if it was like easy peasy, you know? So spap in place. Okay, it was... It took time to get there. And if it took time to get there, why suffer? Unless suffering is just to be part of the elite, you know, to get into that inner circle where everyone looks at you and you've got more opportunities because you are within and it's about money and you are chasing. Then I get it. But for me, even the fork and knife situation, as a right-handed person, that eating with your left hand thing, no, gishap. You know, needing to use the right hand the right hand is the one for the cutting and then the left hand is the one for the lifting of the food. Yo, wang stress, you're stressing me out. You are stressing me out. Dijo, ditorelela. That's what's going to happen. The food is going to end up on the floor, the entire plate, because of this weird Western etiquette stuff that has been made to be the law. And then we also have some crazy things this side of the South. Okay, we do. Just one observation, just one, not too much, just one. You know, there are some people who we eat pap, or some people don't call it pap, people call it different names, but it's that thing that is a big chunk that you eat with your hand. And it's, yeah, so we eat with our hands, getting abanye. Other people will never hold that thing with their hands. They will use their spoon. I guess they've been westernized. I don't know. But they will use a spoon. But, oh, I also, there's someone who, there are people I know who will go for a fork. Like, make it make sense. But actually, have you noticed that people from different countries don't hold the pap the same way? I'm calling it pap, but other people will call it fufu. In Nigeria, different types of fufu. In Zim, it's called sekalibala. Okay, I forgot. Should have written it down, but maybe it will come to my mind. But yeah, we've got it, and we eat it, ne? And some people I've noticed other people put the whole thing on their palm. And kind of play with it and make it a ball. Sadza, yes, Derek. Thank you very much. Sadza. And they make it a ball on their hands. And then, yeah, they take the relish kanjalo. And I'm like, okay, other people use only the fingers, you know? Like, only the fingers hold the pap. So your five fingers are what you use, not the rest of the hand, not the palm, not getting the whole hand dirty, which is very interesting because I grew up in a home where my father is very traditional and they try to teach us. I'm laughing because I was such a difficult child. You, Mara, was hell, ne? maybe a little bit, not too much, just a little bit hell. Oh, I was so, now that I think about it, I was, yeah, shame, my poor dad. They tried to teach us how to do things the traditional way. Oh, I was such a problem. And so this thing of washing people's hands, yo, batong, yeah, no. And then I noticed that a lot of times the people wash one hand. As far as I know, if you're going to wash your hands, probably, I agree, you must use both your hands and rub against each other. Not saying your hands are dirty, but you're about to eat, yo. This one hand, I wish you guys could see, they just, under the jug, just one hand, ganje. And I don't see the palm being rubbed. Gengoku, when you're going to put the whole thing on the palm, what is the meaning of that? Yeah, I don't get it. The fingers are fine. In my mind, I don't understand. And then there are people who also choose to eat rice with their hands. Again, it's like rice is such a tiny grain. Why? I don't know. I notice these things on mukbang. I don't know if it's real life or if it's just for YouTube. I don't know if it's just so that people on the camera can, but it comes across as very, yeah, interesting, because now it becomes sloppy, kind of. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I am being extra petty. Probably I am. But the chopsticks made me realize that we all have some interesting tendencies. When I realized, why must we struggle with chopsticks just because you're eating noodles? Why can't you just take something easier to hold this thing with and still be able to then easily ingest it? Because the chopsticks, jiggy, you're going to end me. I'm going to eventually end up with something right here on my chest because I'm trying too hard and unfortunately I'm not good at this thing, you know. It's making my life difficult and yeah. And clumsy me, it's going to go left. It's going to go left. So I just thought I must just raise this. If you are this kind of person who always tries, why do you go out of your way to try? How does it benefit you, you know? If you are not part of that community, do you have to assimilate and do things the way they do it in that community? Is it disrespectful if someone doesn't eat the way you say it has to be eaten? Do they really have to appease you? And if they don't, do you feel like this person is rude? I don't know. It's just some thoughts. I'm wondering, what do you think?
Part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.